Welcome to Life in Full Expression with me, your host, Beth Wolf. In this show, we will explore, elevate, expand, and learn how to live your best life. Have you ever wondered what it feels like to live your life in full expression or create an expansive vision for your future? Get ready to be energized to fully express yourself. Discover your heart's clarity for dynamic direction and life decisions, and develop your unique capabilities so you are delivering your ever-increasing capacities into your world. Join me, Beth Wolf, and unleash the limitless capabilities of your soul, experiencing amazement, collaboration, fun, and purpose. Life in Full Expression starts now. Hi, amazing people who I just love to share and serve. Welcome to Life in Full Expression. I'm excited to be here today because I'm going to be talking about the mastery of health and well-being and some keys to your health harmony. Now, some of you might be aware of, I've come from 40 years in sports medicine, so I've always come from the physicalness of well-being. And as I started my own hero's journey and health journey of looking at it from a more energetic standpoint, about 7 years ago, one of my amazing mentors taught me more about a mastery of health in regards to what I'm thinking and feeling. I didn't realize that my thoughts and my feelings were so integrated to my physical wellness. Now, you might be really familiar with this. If not, well, welcome to the show. In a nutshell, today, I'm going to be talking about really how to recognize a dis-ease that may be starting to happen in your thoughts and emotions. Also, being in harmony with your authentic self. We're going to talk about the still small voice inside each one of us to listen to. Working with desire and expectation. This is a skill set that I still continue to expand in even today. Making one new healthy choice a day. Believe it or not, we can gain momentum that way. And it's not in our best interest to change a lot all at once. And I think of that from a sports training, athletic medicine perspective. You don't want to send your athletes out there to do too much too soon. They're going to get injured. So if we're doing too much too soon of changing, we can feel overwhelmed and obviously end up even sometimes paralyzed even going forward. Massive action with massive things to do is not always the greatest direction to go toward. And then we're going to learn about starting our day actually at night, some ancient wisdom that comes from that. So let's get this going. We're going to spend time today mostly in the physical and emotional dimensions of life and full expression. If you're not familiar with the show, we've got 7 dimensions of life and full expression, and today we're going to tap into those too. So let's go ahead and get started with a question that we could ask each of us. What would be your picture of health? You know, what, in other words, if you could describe what it would look like and feel like, what would be that picture of health? Our mind thinks in images, so it's nice to have those thoughts and emotions attached to it. So first of all, before we, you know, paint an entire picture of that, how do you and I actually recognize dis-ease starting to happen in our life? And notice I'm breaking that word apart, dis-ease. If you put it together, we end up with disease. So disease is actually going to come from being out of the harmony with life force. And we're going to dive into that a little bit more. Emotional disease will actually pattern in your physical system, your body, as a physical disease. And then the physical system actually bears witness to what is going on in our internal system. Again, our thoughts and emotions, which is really our soulful place. I was reading, doing some reading this morning about a book that's called The Letters to a Star Seed. And I was talking so much about the polarity of experiences that we can have on this earth that actually kind of break apart our heart. And these negative, we call negative experiences, actually the breaking out of us allows us to create a Bigger Capacity of Love. It's a great book. I did some reading in it. I highly recommend The Letters of a Star Seed as I've been reading that today. So coming back to this incredible health harmony and what are the keys to it, I want to start with this quote. When health is absent, wisdom cannot reveal itself. Art cannot manifest. Strength cannot fight. Wealth becomes useless. And intelligence cannot be applied. That's a quote by Herophilus. And I want to start with a little bit of some stories out of a book that you may be familiar with, written by Napoleon Hill, called Think and Grow Rich. And as some of you may know, that he was actually commissioned by Andrew Carnegie to actually study hundreds and hundreds of successful people. Now, they started with a premise that they thought really successful people are those that have a lot of finance and success materially. You know, it's great to start out with a thesis because then you get to find out more. And they did. What happened was that Napoleon Hill discovered 17 components of wealth. And the number one component of wealth that Napoleon Hill actually discovered through this process, are you ready for it? Peace of mind was the number one attribute of all of these people. The second component was actually physical vitality. So when you and I feel good inside our own skin, when you and I are happy with ourselves, there's no dissonance between you and yourself and the way you live your life. For most of us, there is an inner signaling about the life that we really ought to be living that feels good to us, that is your life in full expression, and the choices we ought to make. But when we're not living from those choices and from that kind of alliance with that, we're going to be living out of harmony. And living out of harmony of our authentic self is going to create that dis-ease and disease. So it really comes down to choices that we get to do each and every day, each and every moment. That is really, we're listening to this harmony and this inner guidance that is telling us how we're feeling and if it's creating that dis-ease. So if you and I start actually experiencing emotional disease in our emotional and mental system, and then it really must then begin to pattern into our physical system. I think of our body as almost like a receiver. We're a receiver of energy, of thoughts, of people's emotions around us as well as our own. So our physical system is going to bear witness to what is going on in our internal system, which is our soulful place. And so when Napoleon Hill researched this, he found that the number one wealth of all of these people, again, they're thinking finance and materialism, but it wasn't. It was peace of mind. And the number two being that physical vitality. So it doesn't really matter how much money you have or how many things you have or how many opportunities you have. If you don't have peace of mind, again, that you're in harmony with your authentic self and your body temple with which to experience these opportunities, then you and I could very well experience a muted type of life on this earth. And we end up confining ourselves or even disabling ourselves in ways. So I wanted to share with you today a quote of a little bit of a book written by Raymond Halliwell that I learned about from my mentor, Mary Morrissey, a little bit about the law of attraction. He says that we live in a universe that operates by law. We have been given the gift of life, and then we enter into time, into a physical experience, and a physical experience is governed by law. Just as the law of gravity, you don't have to figure out the law of gravity. You don't have to wonder every time you drop something if it's going to fall down. You don't have to wonder When you got out of bed, I got out of bed this morning, if our feet are really going to stick to the ground. And you and I live within the law of this gravity, the law of gravity, and we count on it and we work with it, right? So it's not any different with other laws. So we're going to talk about the law of being today. It's just the most of us might be more unconscious about the laws of being. So here's a little bit more from Raymond Halliwell's book, The Law of Attraction. He defines it like this: to desire is to expect, and to expect is to achieve. Now, the first time I read that, I was like, okay, let's pull this apart. He says that the law of attraction regulates supply in the world of effects and has two important phases, which means every effect, whether positive or negative, are mental attitudes of energy that represent lines of attractive force. Start imagining like a magnetic force at this point. Imagine seeing a magnet and it's pulling things towards it. The former being the positive phase of the law, and the latter the negative phase. So the positive phase is the desire, and the negative phase is the expectation. So which phases must be compiled with to obtain the best and the greatest results? We need both. So you and I now are choosing to have a greater effect of well-being. We are listening to this because, you know what? I saw Beth put up here. Health and harmony. I would love to have more harmony in my health. So you want to increase the effect in your life and a sense of well-being, of peace of mind and physical vitality. You want to be in alliance with yourself so you feel good in your own skin and you feel good being yourself. And it's not based on somebody else's approval. It's not based on somebody else's opinion. It's not based on your body being a certain size or what you might be driving or what you have or what you don't have, people that you hang out with, people that you don't hang out with. It's not gauged by any of that. That you don't gauge itself by the look in somebody else's eye that may be giving to you. But what you're doing is it's gauging your relationship with how much you have in harmony with your authentic self. And I know we've been, if you're in the self-development world, you've heard that term bounced around, authentic self. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit how to discover that just in this episode today. But what happens is we've been given a nervous system, not only to make our muscles work and everything else in this physical body, but we also have an emotional system with which to feel and know when we are in harmony with our real self. Because if we get quiet enough, we know. Now, the law that governs this operates in two phases, just like your computer operates in a binary system. So I want to go into this binary system and this law a little bit. Don't worry, we're not going to do too much. We're not going to go into math there at all or anything like that. But after this short break, I want to come back and share with you a little bit about the law of polarity and how attraction with desire and expectation can help you actually have health and harmony. So stay tuned. I'll be right back after this short break, and we are going to take in a little bit of the law of polarity. I'll be right back after this short message.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag. Our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Are you wanting more for your life? Are you ready to create your life with confidence and contribution? We all have a gift to give to the world. Becoming you is that gift. In order to truly live your life, you have to become you on purpose and with intention. Leah Rowling supports you in becoming you using the B Method, consistently producing results for hundreds of entrepreneurs and business owners. For more information, visit leahrowling.com.
This segment, I'm sharing a bit about the law of polarity, desire and expectation that is expressed by Raymond Halliwell in his book, Working with the Law. So here's the question. How do you and I learn how to work with desire and expectation? Because there's some thoughts out there, and they work as well, that you don't want to be in a state of want, because actually you actually repel what you would love to have because you're always in this energy of want. It's an interesting experience to be aware of that. So the law of polarity, as Raymond Halliwell explains, is desire and expectation actually creates this polarity and causes attraction. Because if we didn't have a negative and positive end of a battery, the battery wouldn't work, right? So sometimes what's going on as perhaps a trend in the world right now, at least in the United States, is, you know, always having positive thoughts. Well, I don't tend to think that that is always the healthy way to go. We don't want to just totally ignore our negative thoughts, and yet we don't want to just camp there. So this is really the essence of the law of attraction, is a desire to have a positive charge. You have a positive charge and you have a negative charge, and we need both to have an outcome. Now, the law of polarity has its ups and downs. I love to say that life has harmony, that it's in a rhythm, just like the waves of an ocean, that there's a crest and then there's the bottom of the wave. And everything is energy on this earth. It's not so much about having work-life balance. Honestly, if we think about balance, keeping that at a constant state can be exhausting. So this up and down of the law of polarity, this is how attraction works, is that one phase is desire and the other phase is expectation. So what I'm going to encourage you to do is along for more well-being is why you're here. You want more harmony, you want more health and well-being. Is let yourself say the next 30 days, I am making important decisions, choices in my life to feel good inside my own skin. I'm going to make those choices. And then I'd encourage you to pay attention to the nudges that are operating in you. And what about if you said yes and to things that really give you that nudge and feel are really healthy to you, and that you would say no to those things that don't? And that in essence, you're going to have choice making in each part of the day. Now, one is desire, the other expectation, and these are mental attitudes that really represent a line of attractive force. Let's get into the desire part a little bit. As I said earlier, this is the positive charge of the law of attraction, and expectation is the negative. And it doesn't mean that positive means good and negative means bad. Just like electricity, like I shared with you about a battery, electricity has a positive and a negative charge to make it work. And you want that so that you can have light in your life. All of this is being broadcasted by negative and positive right now. It's the same thing with us. So you have the desire, and then you have the expectation. Those create a powerfully attractive pull. And the first phase, desire, embraces the positive process of attraction. That is when an individual like you and I earnestly is desiring a thing, a greater health and well-being. We set up a line of force that connects us with the invisible side of the good desired. And when we desire something, we actually set that up. It starts a magnetic pull that is really charged from within us, and original substance begins to really begin. You can begin to actually experience that life is really truly for you. Now, this is what happens. Should you and I then weaken or change that desire, that particular line of force is disconnected or misses its goal. But if we remain constant in the desire or the ambition, the good demanded will sooner or later be realized in all or in part. And this is a little bit about when you have an image and a desire of something you would love, are you nurturing it daily? Not hanging on to it tight that it's got to show up this way, but are you nurturing it daily like a newborn child? You get to feed that child. You get to take care of it, make sure that it has clothing and it's clean and it's vibrant. So the same thing with the desire of health and harmony. Are you nurturing it? Yeah. So really, it's not just about the desire. We also get to have an expectation. So we're going to work with this a little bit as we consider the possibility that at the end of 30 days, you could actually move up an entire octave, so to say, since we're using music as an example, you could move up an octave in a relationship with yourself and your well-being and your harmony. And in a sense, your well-being can be greater expansive and with a greater capacity. And that will have a positive, powerful shift in your everyday life. So in our physical and our mental, in our emotional, in our relational, in our financial, in our creative expressions, which are all areas in which we express our well-being, we can take an octave up in all of that if we choose to actually nurture it and give it attention. Start with that desire. So I want to pause just in content and tell you a little bit of a story that I heard from my mentor about two boys who lived in a village where there was this incredible wise man. And everyone went to this wise man, and he was the most revered and honored man in the entire village. And these two boys, they were about 13 years old, and 13 years old, what they would do, they often thought that they knew more than anyone else. And they were wondering, how come everybody pays such attention to this wise man? Has that been you? I know I've had that in my life, that I think I'm wiser than people that have been on this earth longer and taken in a lot more wisdom. But they were just wondering, seriously, this wise man just can't be this wise. Well, these two boys had an idea. And their idea about how it was that they would show the entire village that they were actually wiser than the wise man. So one of them concocts a plan. He said, so here's what we'll do. We will schedule an appointment with the wise man, and it's done in the village. Everyone comes to hear what the wise man says, because whether it's one person's question or another, everyone knows that when the wise man speaks, everyone learns something. So these two boys scheduled an appointment with the whole village there to attend this appointment. Then one says to the other, here's what we'll do. After we get the appointment, we will go out and we will capture a live bird. I will hold the live bird in my hand behind my back. Then we will say to the wise man, is the bird we are holding alive or dead? If the wise man says the bird you are holding is alive, I will quickly crush the life out of the bird, and then I will present the dead bird to him, and we will show that he is wrong. If, however, the wise man says the bird is dead, then I will present the live bird, and again we will show the wise man wrong. Well, so they get their appointment. They capture a live bird, and the whole village is gathered. The boys walk up in front of the wise man, one with his hand behind his back, and looking at the wise man, they say, "Wise man, is the bird we are holding alive or dead?" And the wise man, being truly a wise man, looks at the boys and says, "The life you are holding is in your own hands." And when my mentor told me that story, I just loved it, because she comes around and shares that, because in truth, every one of us has been entrusted to a human birth. We're here. We are being entrusted with this life energy. And once we have been given the gift of life, the life as we know it, we lead now, is in our hands. Our health and well-being, our harmony is in our hands. And we have been given capacities, opportunities, and time. Every single day is a lifetime in miniature. What is important in life mastery is not to take on entire life at once, but one day at a time. I know, as being a little bit of the Capricorn sign, man, each day I come from the depths of the sea and want to ascend Mount Everest. And so this spoke so well to my own life, that each day is a day, you know, my life in miniature. So one of the things that we can focus on is how you and I began our day, because every day is that just little miniature life in 24 hours. So you don't have to take on your whole life. Just do one day at a time, or even looking at one choice at a time. For example, here we got 30 days, and ask yourself daily, that one day, what could be one new healthy choice I could make today for myself? If your pattern has been maybe the way that you hydrate yourself, here's an example, that maybe you're hydrating yourself with other things than water. It could be all kinds of things. I've come from an athletic medicine background, and some of the kids would hydrate themselves with energy drinks. I actually had an athlete that came in to me that had tachycardia. His heart rate was going so fast, I couldn't even count his heart rate. So what if you could actually make one choice each day to hydrate yourself better? Our body runs so much better on water. There is up to, I teach a personal wellness class, and up to 10 things in our body that water does. It is so important. So what could you do, one choice each day, to actually hydrate yourself even better? But knowing that if you continue to drink things that are not healthy for you, like sugary drinks, or you know, just things that are not healthy, even though every time you pick it up, you know it's not in your best interest. Like, you know it's not in your best interest to keep drinking those things. So one healthy choice a day, it would be perhaps to say, for this morning or this day, I will only have one of those sugary drinks, or this drink or that drink, whatever you're choosing. And in the, you know, in the afternoon, I'm going to really hydrate myself, or you could flip-flop it. What will happen if you make one healthy choice a day is that some of you will begin to create a new pattern in you, because your nervous system is wired so that when you do right, you feel right. And I put that right in quotes, because it's right for you. You know, it's you having your life in full expression. Everybody needs a different amount of water for that case too. And wealth is that you feel really good about yourself. That's true wealth. You're wired in such a way that when you make choices in your best interests, you start to feel better about yourself. And that's a very attractive energy to live in. So I'm not asking you, nor can you do it anyway, to change your entire life. Let's just take one choice at a time. Each day, making a healthy choice. Even asking yourself that question, what's one healthy choice that I can make today that is going to really help me to feel good and in harmony with myself? And that actually creates an upward momentum of choice making. So one new healthy choice a day. Now you're moving into this momentum. So I used to think that the day began in the morning. I grew up in the United States. My mom would come down and go, "Rise and shine, Beth." My bedroom was downstairs. And so the day would begin. But as I began to study a bit more about ancient wisdom and more mentors, I learned something a little bit different. And after this short break, we're going to come back and I want to share with you when the day truly begins. So I'll be right back after this short message to find out, when does our day really begin? Be right back.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Are you living life in full expression? Join me, Beth Wolf, on Life in Full Expression each Monday at noon Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn how to explore, elevate, expand, and live your best life, discover the seven dimensions of life blueprint of expression. Get ready to fully express, develop your limitless capacity, and experience amazement to become an igniter and inspire. Visit BethWolf.com to discover the dynamic coaching of life in full expression. All right, here we are in our third segment today of keys to really health and harmony. And I wanted to share with you a little bit of what I've learned about when starting our day or night really actually begins. And truly, as I looked at ancient wisdom, I studied the Bible quite a bit for over two decades, which really isn't that long. There's so much wisdom there, as well as other amazing religious books throughout the world. But I began to learn that actually our day starts at night. And you think about it, as we start off into going to sleep, it's really about rest, renewing, restore, release, and refocus starts as you put your head on the pillow at night. The day begins as you go to bed. And a great overall thing for us to do is to give thanks for our day every night. The the positives and the negatives, the ups and the downs, whatever harmony was in the day. And that sleep is restorative and it sets our intention for the next day as you go to sleep. And I want to talk about that a little bit more, about setting the intention for the next day. Because as we go to sleep, setting that intention and where we want our attention to go, we actually are working with the laws of the universe, one of them being the law of attraction. It actually goes to work while we're sleeping. So as I mentioned, through biblically, scripturally, and spiritually, believing that our day truly begins as we go to bed at night, the cycle of the day actually begins, because our sleep isn't just a time of being absent from life. Our Creator created us to have life in which there was a period where our physical eyes would close, our physical body would rest, but we see you and are not our physical bodies. We're not just our physical bodies, is really what I'm trying to say. A little bit of an example here, a little bit gruesome, but here's an example that if something happened to my hand and it got cut off and I no longer had my hand, it isn't that I still wouldn't be me, I just lost my hand, but I'm still here. And if some part of your body is removed, you don't lose you. You lose a part of your body. So you know that you are not, you and I are not just our body. We have a body, we have emotions, and we have a mind, and you and I are more than that. We're actually energy, spirit, having an experience in this human body. So as you and I go to bed at night, and I've been doing this now, I think about 6 or 7 years, not every single night, but fairly consistent, that practicing as I close my eyes and just relive the moments of the day. If you want to know more about that, Neville Goddard is phenomenal with the Art of Revision. There's actually an episode that I did on the Art of Revision, which is extraordinary, that you can do as you go off to sleep and get into greater detail of this. But we're giving thanks for the day that we lived, the opportunities that we had, what we learned in that day, people that we met, adventures that we may have had as you put your head on the pillow. And we both notice that maybe some of the choices we made felt really good, and maybe some of them didn't feel so good. But this life is really about learning. And so it's not necessarily a goal for us to really have a day that is not filled with no choices at all. We want to have those choices because they help us to learn. So it would be a little bit, here's a little bit of a math analogy. So imagine you're going into a math class, and if you always solve every single problem exactly what's put in front of you, you're not learning more about the law of mathematics. Now, I recall a story when I was in college. My RA, resident assistant, that was on my college dorm floor, she would get these mathematical problems that would take days for her to solve. I mean, papers of writing and writing and writing. It was just like, that blew my mind. So coming back to this, it's only when you and I are challenged by some of the problems that are on the paper you're looking at that you and I realize that we're learning and growing and accessing and moving, you know, more of our mind, our muscles, and our ability to discern and deliver all the love of mathematics to the problems that are on the page that we may be facing in life. There's a little bit of a metaphor there. And it's no different in living. So you're not asking yourself to never have made a choice that you wish you hadn't made. So the practice is being in life and being in the willingness to experience life. Your day begins as you close out your day and giving thanks for that. Review it a bit. It's really important to hear, you know, just to notice and not beat yourself up, but just to take in the learning. What did I learn today? Because remember, you've got this emotional system that can create dis-ease in your physical system. So this is just about noticing it. Now, one way to do that would be to consider how you would be with a little child who is learning how to walk. You know, I've had two daughters and they're in their 20s now. And, you know, they fall down. You just give them a hand up and help them step up again and know that with enough steps, they're going to learn what balance feels like in this human body. And they're going to be able to walk more solidly on their own life, you know, and hey, they're full on walkers now. They're doing great. So you and I, you don't really, you do that inwardly with yourself as well as I do it with myself, because beating ourselves up is actually very destructive to the part of you that should really have access, especially during the night, to the real restorative energies that are what sleep and rest and dreaming is all about. So again, falling asleep is really when the day starts. So you want to send yourself off into a very restorative experience. And as you put yourself to sleep, send just right from the center of your heart, just as you would send out maybe a golden thread or cord, send out a golden cord of intention to the next day that you're going to rise up in. And what would you seek to choose, to experience, express, being about? What would you love to offer, give, that you just send out a golden cord as you go off to sleep? So that's when your day begins, is when you put your head on the pillow and you send yourself off into a very dreamy state, into those delta waves where you are restoring your body. Next up on our last segment of the keys to health and harmony today with the physical and emotional dimensions is I want to end us with talking a little bit more about intention and attention. Where are you putting your attention? Because now the universe is, you're learning more about the law of being versus the law of doing, which we are so much programmed in our American culture. Action is important, yet also is the law of being and receiving. So the universe believes that we're really where we put our attention is where you place your intention. So as we come back after this break, start thinking about where would you love to put your attention for your next day, and what would it be like for you to go to sleep, just looking, observing your day, and sending yourself off to a great restorative sleep. We'll be right back after this short break with our last segment on the keys to health and harmony.
Are you living life in full expression? Join me, Beth Wolf, on Life in Full Expression each Monday at noon Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn how to explore, elevate, expand, and live your best life, discover the seven dimensions of life blueprint of expression. Get ready to fully express, develop your limitless capacity, and experience amazement to become an igniter and inspire. Visit BethWolf.com to discover the dynamic coaching of life in full expression.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Are you living life in full expression? Join me, Beth Wolf, on Life in Full Expression each Monday at noon Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn how to explore, elevate, expand, and live your best life, discover the seven dimensions of life blueprint of expression. Get ready to fully express, develop your limitless capacity, and experience amazement to become an igniter and inspire. Visit BethWolf.com to discover the dynamic coaching of life in full expression.
Welcome back, you amazing people, to learning more about your authentic self and really what is your authentic harmony for your greatest health and well-being. This last segment, going to touch on this a little bit more about intention and attention. Where are you putting your attention? So at this point, you are just putting your attention on a possible day that you would like to experience the next day, more than the things you want to get done. Okay, hear that. It's more than about getting things done, which just resonates to me so much. I can put a big long list. I love lists. So this helped transform me to just not think about getting things done. Rather, begin your day with a list rather than an A to-do list. It's about being a being list. This is something that my mentor taught me, and she goes, write down a B2 list, a being list. I'm like, what are you talking about? And it was really looking at what would I love to actually be experiencing in myself. And so health and harmony is one thing I love being in each and every day. Well, let me put this into a little bit of a story that was shared to me. In 1979, William Tudor had proven to the satisfaction of the American Medical Association, which is no easy task, that you can measure the health and well-being of our immune system based on our emotional system. That if you grieve or resent or have negative emotions about yourself for a long time, not talking about a short amount of time, but a long time, it depresses the immune system. I've seen this in some of my closest family, friends, and clients as well. What they also have proven over the last 20 years is that even if you are not feeling happy, if you will just smile, it creates sort of an updraft in your immune system. They can actually measure the difference in the immune system when they have done tests with a group of people who frowned and people who smiled regardless of their emotional state. So just recently, there was a book called Happy for No Reason, and it's a practice written by Marcy Schminhoff. I highly recommend her. She has an amazing program called The Year of Miracles. So I would just say that when you and I go to bed at night, just complete that day. Give thanks for it, for all the ups and downs and all the turnarounds of the day. And all the things you think you did right and all the things you wish you had done differently. Just give thanks for the day. Categorize the learning. You know, what did I learn today? What maybe greater clarity, capacities, and capabilities? And then using your imagination, send a golden beam to your next day of your intention for being. Notice intention for being, not doing. And this is really about health and well-being, not so much about health and well-doing. So what I'm introducing to you is to practice a practice of beingness in a healthy alliance with your authentic self. And how we do that is to do really with how much you and I are willing to listen to that self and how much we are willing to learn from our patterns. Now, Gandhi said that the voice for your guidance, or the voice of God, where the universe speaks to every person on the planet every single day. Yes, think about that for a minute. Today, the voice of the creative power of the universe is speaking to you. That's a constant stream of support and ideas and inspirations and guidance with your name on it. It is available to you as your willingness to listen. It is available to you through a voice, a feeling, a presence. You can sense it in 100 different ways, but pay attention to how you sense it. The composer Puccini said, "The music of this opera was directed to me by God." It was like a download to him. He said that he heard the music and he simply copied down the notes. Do you ever notice that? That you just get a download of ideas and you're like, boom, psh, comes in and you write those in. There's a story in the Bible about Elijah. Again, a metaphoric story possibly, who believed in one power and one presence. And I've found as I've traveled the world all over in many religions that there too is one power and one presence throughout the entire world. And so in this ancient book, I'll tell you a little bit about that. That if you're a young person and you're having babies in your family, you might have a book called What to Expect When You're Expecting. I had that. It was written years ago. I read it. It's got some good stuff in it. Well, the Bible has got some of that wisdom in it as well, really to what to expect on your human journey here. And there's a story about a hero's journey and a hero with 1,000 faces saying that all the different traditions and all the different philosophies and religions actually gives us a different way of understanding the journey that each one of us is on, which is the hero's journey. The journey to discover really who we are and then to deliver our own greatness into the world in a unique way. A way that is uniquely ours, yours, a unique thumbprint is what you got. No one else has got your thumbprint. So this story about Elijah is out of, you know, really out of the community. He's out of sync with the community because he believes in one God. At that point, nobody else was believing that he was actually earmarked for death. And there was those in the community because at that point, the king is supposed to be the God. And he believes in an invisible presence that is everywhere. And he goes off to a cave and he is hiding there. And there is a great and mighty wind that splits mountains, shatters rocks. But he knows that that is just an expression of God, an expression of the universe. It's not really God. And then after the wind, there was an earthquake and the ground shakes and the rocks shatter. And he knows that that is an expression of God, but it is not really God. And then there is fire. This fire is burning everything. Again, he knows that this is an expression of God, but is not really God. And when all of this dies down, the fire gone, the wind is gone, the earth has stopped shaking. He notices that if he is quiet, he hears a still small voice. This is the first time it is recorded in the Bible that God is really speaking with a still small voice. And later on, again and again, that surfaces throughout the story of the Bible, how the prophets and Jesus himself are guided by the still small voice. And so some of you may know my hero's journey as I completed a 25-year marriage and began a new chapter in my life. I definitely experienced some circumstances that felt like the earth was shattering and there was lightning and fire, and that really shook the very ground that seemed stable to me. And I began to practice as I went to sleep at night these gratitudes for the ups and downs and really set the intention for my life and sent it into the next day and learned that, you know, from my mentor, Mary, that everything is created twice. And what I was thinking and feeling in my heart as I went off to sleep was going to be carried into the next day. And so I wanted to make sure I went to sleep in a state of love and forgiveness for myself ultimately. And honestly, you guys, without this practice, my mind would sometimes be like a jumping monkey. It jumps around looking for something as if I don't have a way of listening to my own still small voice. Do you feel that way sometimes? Just a jumping monkey all the time. And I really wouldn't be able to discern between truth and my paradigms or my old stories. And one of the ways that you can really know that you are listening to your still small voice is spending time with it and nurturing it and almost allowing yourself to have a little bit of fun and testing it. It would be like if somebody called you up on the phone and it, maybe it was your partner, your spouse, your husband, your wife, or your best friend. They wouldn't have to tell you who they are. You would recognize them by your voice. So I want to invite you as you really step into this health and harmony, that whatever it is that you choose to be, what would well-being be for you? And then commit to paying attention to that still small voice and guidance that is within you without having to know exactly the final result of that guidance, you know, that you'd be okay with that. And this is very, very important because one of us, you know, when we don't pay attention to our guidance, not because the guidance isn't there or we couldn't hear it, but because it doesn't give us an entire roadmap, we don't want to turn it down. So there it is, some keys to amazing mastery of health and harmony. And I'll be up next with some more life mastery clues coming up next Monday. I hope you join me then and pass this on to people that if you know that they're struggling with their well-beingness and their harmony of health, pass it on to them. Thanks for joining me this week. I'll see you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in to Life in Full Expression with me, Beth Wolf. Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be your most elevated self and pursue a path of fulfillment, clarity, expansion, fun, and living your best life. If you would like to discover the seven dimensions of your life blueprint of expression, to fully express yourself, reveal your heart's clarity for dynamic direction, and activate your unique capability, visit BethWolf.com. That's Beth, W-O-L-F-E.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.